Thank you very much for very kind words. So before starting our presentation, it's like taking coal to Newcastle. I am bringing Nad Yoga for you. It's for all of us I am bringing. So we all know that the sound is spiritually taken as two components. One component is struck sound, that is ahata. The other component is unstruck sound, that is psychic sound, that is anahata. So we want to have a 2 or 3 minute experience of both ahata and anahata, and for that purpose we have to close our eyes. And even when we hear, listen to music, I would love that. Make most of it. Close the eyes and concentrate on the beauty, architecture of music, rather than the silly slides which I will show you, so that you develop an insight to the music more than an analysis through my slides. Because music addresses emotions more than reasons. So we have to understand that. We have to understand that basically when we listen to music. So dear friends, we will close our eyes and first for a minute or so we will observe all these sounds around us, including the sound of fan, the sound of some birds outside, sound of people here sneezing. All we will listen to, all of them make ahata. All of them are struck sound. Suppose somebody is sneezing, there is a strike in their vocal cords, so they make a sound. So it's all, everything is divine. So let's understand the divine sounds around us. Then slowly let's go into the depth of our own self, inner self. Because each one of us has got a universe inside. That's what Sri Aurobindo says. So let us get into our own universe. And try to find out, is there any sound is coming? Anything comes. So sometimes you have to put off your thinking cap and you have to get into the depth of your inner realms. And we will not take more than 2 or 3 minutes. And I know it's a very beautiful exercise. It should be done for an hour or so to have a full impact. But since we don't have time for that, we are doing it for 2 minutes. So 2 minutes silence, close the eyes, listen to all the exterior sounds and at the same time try to get into the depth of you and listen to all those sounds within you. Sounds means Nad. Nad, that is the psychic sound, what is inside each one. Slowly open your eyes. So may I ask one of you to tell me what are the external sounds we listen to? Any of you? Any volunteers?
Water.
What are the sounds?
Water.
Okay, water. Anything else? You can use that as many noise. What are the internal sound you listen to? Can you tell me? Any rhythm did you listen to? Any light did you listen to? Any vibration? Any of you who listen to can share your experience.
The rhythm of your breath.
Couldn't you see your heartbeat? Between the rhythm of the heart or breathing rhythm. When you are breathing, because we are breathing, we need stop our breath. So when we are breathing, if you notice that there is something happening inside us, some rhythm is developing and going and coming inside us, there is a pulsation. Any of you notice that? None of you know?
Sound of the echo.
You notice something like that.
Echo. Outside sound. Huh? External sound.
External sound. Okay. So internal sound, some of you listen to or none of you listen? Who are you listening? You man? Heartbeat. So basically, now you know I will try to simplify for those of you who could not listen to internal sound. I got a small exercise. So there, you know, you will be able to listen to your psychic sound. So what I am going to do is simple thing with two hands. You know, two hands are needed for clapping, right? So I am going to clap, and suddenly I am going to change the beats. I'm going to miss the beats. Then when I miss the beats, you just concentrate on the beat. And when you miss the beats, that beat must come in your mind. What is missed physically, that should come in your mind. Right? So this is a simple exercise of anahata. So we just concentrate how it beat. Did you notice the missing beat? Any of you notice?
Yeah.
How many people notice missing beat? That means you have understood what is anahata. The one which is not struck, you have noticed that. So all of you have noticed what is anahata now. So let's go now for the main theme. Because why I started with Nadi Yoga is that Nadi Yoga is a traditional system, we can say, of using sound vibrations to change the state of consciousness. Because all of us are in a state of consciousness. Now, if you ask a neurologist, the neurologist will say he will use some equipment called EEG. And then he will measure your brain waves and he will say you are in beta state because the concentration of brain waves are in beta state. Suppose you are relaxing, let us say. You are free from all the worry when you are relaxing. Then he will measure your brain waves and say you are in alpha state. It's like that, the state of brain waves, there are four states, beta, alpha, theta, and then. Now, in the ancient system of Nadi Yoga, also it's coincidence that they know this fourth state called Parapashyati Madhyamavaikari. Vaikari is the state equal to our Vina state, the state in which I am able to think and talk to you, you are able to think and understand. That means the Vita concentration. Better the Vita concentration, my talking will be better than what I talk now. Your comprehension will be better than what I'm comprehending. That is a higher beta levels. But when you are totally relaxed, it becomes relaxed, sort of being half asleep, it becomes a theta state. So in meditation, those of you who have experienced meditation, you find a deep sleep state. Deep sleep state is the state at which your own mind, because what is mind actually? They did define the mind as a compression or ramification of sound waves, as a physicist put it. But in metaphysics, the sound or nad means it's not exactly sound. Nad means it is not exactly music. Nad means it is an intonation. I will just demonstrate. When I am talking, I am not creating nad. I am making sound, right? But when you use this ball and you just concentrate the sound emanations from this, what you are going to see is nad. This is nad. You must tell me why this is nad and why when I am talking it is not nad. I am going to ask one of you that question. So let us see. This is now. Why it is now? Can anyone tell me? Because there are overtones. It's not just a struck sound. After striking, you find overtones are coming. Now I again demonstrate. Means rippling, overtones are rippling and silicon. So it's just not struck and gone, no? It is continuum. So it starts coming up. So not exactly is the intonation. It is not just a sound. So with that understanding, we are now going for music therapy, because it has a link with music therapy. I thought I'll start with Nadi. So the music I think will give me hope. It is the only hope for me, because everything is hopeless in life. But Music is giving me hope. And when I believe that kind of hope, music says, yes, I give you hope. And confidence. Because the suppression tears you down. But music gives me confidence. Music gives me assertiveness, not aggressiveness. Assertiveness. There is a difference between aggressiveness and assertiveness. Because I have to do so many responsibilities. I have to do so many things in life. I have to live my life. I have earned my bread. I have to enjoy my life. So I have to assert. That I can do with the help of music. I develop assertiveness. I develop expression. Because whatever I feel like giving my emotion, I sing in bathroom where nobody comes. Then I give all it for my all the emotions. Whatever I am not able to tell you before my home, I tell you in my bathroom before the music. I include that. I destroy music, but music never destroys me. It helps me. So what I feel sattvic music, let us discuss what is the component of a sattvic music. The tempo of the music has to be self-effacing. Means there should not be beat, there should not be rhythm, which is remarkable. It should go very smooth. It's like a waves on the lake, you know, and the breeze is there. That is sattvic music. It's not the sea wave where the sea is rough. That is not sattvic music. Then the tones, phrases, melody must be iterative. Repeat. Then amplitude should be low decibels, but it should not be too high decibels. It's too low decibels, you are not able to listen to it. Then descending, what they call arohana in Indian language. Arohana. When the scale you are going up. Sarigama padanisa, that is arohana. Then when you come down, so that means in sattvic music, the emphasis is on withdrawal, not on expansion, not on centrifugal, but on centripetal. So means what? You are absorbing those music energy towards your own being. It's like meditation. You are getting inside you, and from all over the energy is getting inside you. That is sattvic music. That makes you sattvic. Then timbre is feminine. Why feminine? Because feminine is mother. Mother is the symbol of love. Mother is the symbol of compassion. The type of sacrifice a mother does for a child, I don't know anyone on earth can do, including the father. So the timbre of sattvic music is going to be feminine. And unmetered music produces theta and delta rays. The neurologists say, I'm not saying. There are so many neurological experiments for the past 15 to 20 years, all over the world, particularly in States and in some places of Germany and some places of Netherlands, and all the music characters. And they work on that, they tune with the neurologist. And they, with all those sophisticated equipment like EEG and ECG and all those G's, they try to sort of find out what are the type of music for which your brain responding. And they found, it's very interestingly, I was in the conference last year in States, so some person, neurologist, presented a paper. They said that, goodness, many part of your brain, you know, gets activated. You see, if you have control without music, that person's brain is not activated so much. But the man, you know, who's listening to music, and that his brain shows that, you know, there's a spark here, there's a spark here, there's a spark here, there's firing of neurons here, there, everywhere. That means what? Music is exercising your brain. When any organ is exercised, it doesn't become a vestigial organ or wasted organ. So the idea is that even unknowingly, unwantedly, when you listen to music, Even if you say, oh, my brain don't work, it will work. So coming to Sattvic music, we can take so many bhajans I don't have to carry again, whole to new classes. In Auroville, you must have heard so many bhajans, so many songs. Any song which you have heard here, we praise the Lord without tanda, without percussion, without any definite sort of thing, like mantras, let us say. And anything you try to expand, that is, for instance, if I put a Tamil song, there are so many ways songs can be sung. A song can be sung with too much of emphasis on rhythms. Sometimes you don't do rhythm. So we say, Alai Payude Kanna
Thank you.
should be medium to high. So I'm increasing the volume a little bit. So you have some taste of Rajasic music, which can be used in prayer too, in prayer song also. It depends on your suppose, but you know, it's a beta music, as I told you. It's a beta music, means if you are asleep, you wake up. It's a wake up raga, nata. This nata is a Carnatic raga, which is called wake up raga. In the early morning, to praise the Lord, they use this raga, so that the Lord is always sleeping in the heaven. So he should wake up, so they use this raga to wake up. So here, basically, you found tempo. The earlier music that we sang, the tempo was very, very slow. It was not going on a rhythm, a rhythm. There was no rhythm. But here, the rhythm is very, very strong. It's stimulating. Sometimes unpredictable. We found how it goes. Then physical as in dance music. It's more physical. It's not psychological. It's not spiritual. There are so many lessons. Who's the composer?
Vivaldi,
yes. This is a very famous song, Four Seasons. It's the last part of summer, because we are having summer, I thought we are in games. So that we kill summer by listening to music of summer. You know, that's the concept of Ayurveda. So, and also homeopathy. You kill poison with poison, right? We kill some of it some. Now, coming to this genre of music, we know that it is a complex music. Why is it complex? Because the type of orchestration you have in Western system of music, Western classical system of music, is something mind-boggling. The number of instruments, the type of keyword involved, the drum, bass, that, and all that. So, the conductor with a small, with a sort of thin rod, you know, he's showing this, this, and all that. He makes the whole world wonderful. How does it happen? It's because of the grand. What difference between classical music and folk music? It's nothing but grand. Grand means what? Mind. Mind has come, it said, do, don't, do, don't, do, don't. Then grammar errors. Oh, I have to do this. First, you have to tune the piano. How do you tune? Then you have to go to A above middle C and put a sort of frequency, something like 260 hertz or something like that. I don't know. What's the number? Anyone playing piano? Maybe. It's around 260. You put that frequency and lock it. Then you go for other things and you organize. That means the tremendous discipline is there to see that the frequency of A above middle C doesn't exceed that frequency or doesn't go below the frequency. That's what the regulation do and do. And it is like the traffic and farming in Europe. What sort of traffic we have? Left means you have to go on left side or the right side. If you go on right side, you're finished. There will be nobody to complain. But in India, what happens? On right side you have to go, the person goes to the left side. What happens? He survives and others also survive. I don't know how. That means God is there only in India. Nowhere else. In this particular music. Somebody is questioning, somebody is answering. Merge. There is a compromise. This is a rag. Naga called Maya Malava Gaura. If I allow you to listen to this music for more than 3 or 4 minutes, I am sure 50% of you would have gone sleep. You would have got so much bored and dull that you would have slept. See how boring or how dulling it is. But it is soporific. It's a medicine. So I will not play for 5 minutes. I will play for 1 minute. Otherwise you will not be asleep. Like a mother's lullaby. Compassion is shown in voice. See expression. This is an avenue for expression. It's beating you, but it is loving you. Can be written than this in words. If I say I love you, it doesn't have any meaning. But if I play this, it has a lot of meaning. Example. I think it is by Yani, if you are familiar. Now we go to Indian music. The Gamaka effect. Gamaka is oscillation of notes. Because you know that there is an oscillation of swaras, which is not allowed in Western music. It is prohibited. But in India, it is welcome. See how much oscillation.
Mm-hmm.
your spouse today, you try to play this in sitar or in veena, like that. Then the flexibility will be there. He will become wonderful. What happened to you? This is how an attitude could be developed. No reasons. Because there are so many things in life you can't reason out. If you are giving me 1,000 reasons for committing a murder, I can give 2,000 reasons. That is what reasons role in life. But the moment you have an attitude, that's what Buddha, the great Gautam Buddha, what did he say? He said attitudinal development. We are all animals. We call ourselves human beings, which is the worst animal. Worst animals on planets are human beings. Because man is the only danger for man. No other animal is a danger for man. Then what makes an animal of a man a Mahatma Gandhi, an Aurobindo? What makes? What's the difference? The only difference is the attitude. That attitude development, if we can inculcate in our school children, in young children, if we could do, then all the world will become Auroville. So you will conquer the world. And I have to come with a passport. You may reject. Concern is so, you don't have to know the language to understand emotion. Language will mislead you. If I say I love you, you may be misled. But if you see the tone of me when I say I love you, you can trust that. Here when I say Sana, how much concern is coming out with that one and a half word, one and a half letters. Sa-na. Sa-na.